From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than 500,000 people in 5 states are without power as Isaac makes its slow 6-mile-per-hour trek inland on the U.S. Gulf Coast. The storm continues to lash New Orleans on the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says they may have to intentionally breach a levee on the east bank of Plaquemines Parish, where only roofs and tops of streetlights can be seen peeking out from the floodwaters.
Parish estimates there were approximately about 3,000 people still there in that area. The National Guard is working with the parish to help with that evacuation. For example, there is a Riverbend nursing home on the West Bank that will be evacuated. There are approximately 112 residents there, including 80 residents will be evacuated in wheelchairs, 11 in beds. 11 will go straight via ambulance to a sister nursing home.
WRKF's Amy Jeffries reports that for Louisiana's capital city, about 90 miles from New Orleans, the wait is agonizing.
With Isaac moving as slowly as it is, state climatologist Barry Kimes says the height of the storm won't reach Louisiana's capital city until late this afternoon.
I still think we'll be having tropical storm force winds all the way through the night tonight. So Baton Rouge is going to get battered for an extended period.
Tropical storm force gusts are already responsible for tens of thousands of power outages in and around Baton Rouge. Once it goes out, it may be out for a while. Utility crews won't start restoring service until winds drop below 40 miles per hour. For some, that's brought flashbacks to Hurricane Gustav. After that storm struck in 2008, many here were without power for as long as 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Amy Jeffries.
And we're now seeing reports that Isaac has weakened to a tropical storm. Turning now to the Republican National Convention in Tampa, one of Florida's rising female political stars is speaking about the so-called war on women. Yoselise Ramos of member station WUSF has that story.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is scheduled to speak at the RNC today, but she's already speaking out against Obama's accusation of former Massachusetts governor as being anti-women.
First of all, his lieutenant governor, who's wonderful, was a woman. His chief of staff was a woman. He's put women in the highest places in his corporations, and he is in such support of what we do as women, and we can totally count on Mitt Romney.
Bondi led the unsuccessful multi-state lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. For NPR News, I'm Joselise Ramos in Tampa.
Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan takes his turn at the podium tonight at the convention. Ryan will attempt to relate to working class voters by gearing his message towards small town values and a brighter economic outlook with a Romney White House. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 19 points at 13,122. This is NPR. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly stronger pace in the second quarter than originally thought. However, the economy is still expanding at a pace too weak to lower the nation's unemployment rate. Prisoners convicted of terrorism in the state of Illinois will be serving out more of their sentences under a new law. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston tells us, starting next year, terrorists will have limited time off for good behavior.
The new Illinois law will require terrorists to serve out at least 85% of their sentences, just as people convicted of first-degree murder must do. First-degree murderers can only receive 4.5 days of good conduct credit every month. Other prisoners basically get a day off their sentence for every day of good behavior. The law is in response to a case involving a former Southern Illinois University student who was convicted of making a terrorist threat. He was sentenced to 5 years, which means he could leave prison after just a little over 2 years. The new law takes effect January 1st. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Enlightenment Gala opens London's Paralympics tonight. 4,200 athletes from 166 nations and territories will be welcomed into the Olympic Stadium for the night's event. World-renowned physicist Professor Stephen Hawking will join the actor Sir Ian McClellan in narrating what's described as a scientific journey of discovery. U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow up 13 points at 13,116, NASDAQ gaining 4 points, it's at 3,081, and the S&P 500 up slightly at 1411. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.